A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me. Because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I want to thank you for your prayers. I returned yesterday night. The ordination was great, and the priest was happy. He is the only one who was ordained for the Diocese of Palm Beach, only one. And among his classmates, he's the first to be ordained. So we were with him, and he really was grateful for our presence. So in my home parish, where I came from, we have 18 priests from that parish. So he is the 18th priest from the same parish, my home parish in Nigeria. Basically, every year, someone is being ordained. So it's a blessing. And our number is growing. My dear friends in Christ, today in the gospel, we heard Jesus speaking about himself as the bread of life. And we know we have started our teaching on the Holy Eucharist. And please, I want to appeal, if you have not been attending this class, you are missing something. It is very enriching. In every class, we have to show a video clip of a Eucharistic adoration, Eucharistic miracle that happened in, that has been happening. There are a lot of them, and most of us, we do not know. And they do not show this on TV, but it is real. So please, I want to encourage us. If we really understand what we eat, what we consume when we gather to celebrate the Mass, if we really understand that, the joy it gives cannot be measured. Jesus made it clear that most of us, we have heard about him, we have seen him, but we have not believed. How do we know that we believe in him? We believe in him, we know how we believe in him, by the way we approach him, by the way we reverence him. And the teaching about Jesus as the bread of life for the whole month of June, that's what will be read every Sunday. That reminds us the importance of the Holy Eucharist. The Holy Eucharist is the source and the summit of Christian life. If we remove the Holy Eucharist from our faith becomes non-meaningful. It is the Holy Eucharist. When we consume the Holy Eucharist, it is the source. It is through the Holy Eucharist we have the energy and the grace to believe in what we believe in. So when Jesus was speaking that whoever believes in him will never die, he was talking about our spiritual lives. Because every human being, we are made up of two things, the body and the soul. And we have to nourish our soul. We have to sustain our souls. And what sustains our soul is the bread of life, the Holy Eucharist. When we eat food, the food sustains our body and we grow, we develop. But when we eat the Holy Eucharist, it sustains our soul and we have this connection with God. And when our soul is not sustained, life becomes meaningless. Our faith becomes meaningless. So when we see people say, oh, I don't believe in God, I don't know, it is because there is something lagging in their spiritual life. It is because there is no connection. And what connects us, what sustains our spiritual life is the Holy Eucharist, the bread of life. And it is for the purpose of sustaining our spiritual life that Christ offered himself on a cross so that he would become that sustenance of our spiritual life, so that he will connect us with God. And when we are connected with God, life becomes meaningful. When we are connected with God, that's when we begin to have joy. And he made a promise that all those that God has given to him, he will not allow anyone to languish. That is why from time to time, he keeps reminding us about this bread of life. Every year we keep reading this message. He keeps speaking to our souls so that we can accept him, so that we can believe in him, so that we can have this spiritual sustenance and be connected with God. So, my dear friends in Christ, I want to encourage us. 10 minutes is not enough to speak about this. I want to connect, I want to remind us to please attend our classes. On Friday, we're going to have another class from 7 to 8, just 1 hour. And when we come, people have questions, and we answer those questions. It is a way to remind us of this precious gift that Christ has given to us. It is a way to remind us that if we believe in this body of Christ, he will sustain us and we will never die. We will never die because even though our body may expire, but our soul will live in union with God. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us believe in Jesus, the bread of life. He is the true life. Without him, without believing, without this life, we have no life. But with him, the life, we have life. And also let us continue to pray for the church as the conclave begins today. Let us pray that God will elect a pope according to his own mind, who will lead the visible church of Christ on earth. Because our goal is, after our lives here, we will live with him forever. And we need someone who will continue to lead us to nourish our souls, as we are doing here in the Holy Family Church. That's why we have the priests and the pastors. Their job is to lead us to God, is to support us to God, is to remind us what God has been telling us so that we will all live with him forever. So let us continue to pray, and the will of God will always be the best for the church and for all. Amen.